With the passing of probably the highest profile political prisoner of the 21st century.
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela dies at 95 years old. Thought it only fitting that we check in with former ambassador to Ethiopia and vice provost for international affairs at Texas Tech, Ambassador Tibor Nagy Jr. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Thanks a lot, guys. I'm warm. I'm still home.
Well, you know, we were smart. We were actually smarter than to ask most people to try and come in, but Bill Cornwell from Shallow Water came in this morning before 7 o'clock, and we were talking about the Christmas drive-thru at FCN, so he was braving the weather.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, I'm getting ready to go out in a few minutes, but thanks a lot for calling.
You bet. Now, I do want to get your comments on Nelson Mandela, and just kind of put things in perspective, because I know a lot of people know he spent 27 years in prison and he came out, but you know, a lot of things changed with him.
Oh my God!
A lot of people. A lot of people don't understand that the guy was a communist.
Yeah, no, he was. He was a radical for his time, because you have to remember that back when he was coming up, African states were wanting their independence. And the world was very much divided into, you know, the Western part, United States, and then the Soviet part. And we were either good guys or bad guys, and the Africans basically had to pick. And we also had a thing at the time called separate but equal. So a lot of the African statesmen and nationalists coming up really weren't looking, unfortunately, to the United States for guidance, even though we had been historically the beacon of democracy. Mandela was one of these guys, and if you remember, and this I said that in the article in the AJ this morning, that from a point of view of a U.S. diplomat, we had, for a very long time, phenomenal relations with the white regime in South Africa, because we considered them bitter opponents of communism, and we at that time, we kind of overlooked the fact that, you know, a very small minority was literally enslaving a very large majority. That changed during Reagan's time, when the U.S. business community kind of got on board with the fact they realized the future was with the majority. And there was tremendous amount of pressure put on Reagan to change his policy, which was called constructive engagement, and to really pull the economic plugs on the South African regime. And at the end of the day, that's really what did them in. At the time, South African President de Klerk, political prisoner Nelson Mandela came together and negotiated a peaceful transition. And that's when I think Mandela really stepped forward as a giant, there in the mid-90s, when it was up to him to set the tone for the future South Africa. And he could have become a typical African dictator. He could have kicked out the white population, as happened in another, you know, a couple of other countries like Mozambique, and a couple of others. But instead, you know, he said, no, we're going to have a true multiracial country. And he was honest, and he was thinking of his country, he was thinking of his people, not of himself or his family. And he set the tone, and I, you know, that's why I like to compare him to George Washington, who was very much a radical of his age. And I suspect a lot of the world didn't look favorably on our great George Washington.
You know, I guess George, relatively speaking, had a lot of skeletons in his closet.
there's no human being, you know, no perfect human being. And Mandela was the same kind of guy. I mean, he had his faults. He was a radical. He had, at one point, he very much supported violence. But there again, you know, look at all the great rebels of the day who became presidents and heroes and statesmen. And the huge difference, again, between Mandela and those who have followed him, unfortunately, he was a statesman and not a politician.
Right.
You know, he tried to do what was right, and he was followed by President Mbeki, who refused to accept the fact that HIV and AIDS were related. And now, then he was followed now by Jacob Zuma, who's just a thug and an opportunist. And, you know, it's very unfortunate that South Africa seems to have, since Mandela, taken a downward direction.
Yeah. you know, leadership does have a quick trickle down when you dabble in realms of discriminatory nature and you know, not being fair. Relatively speaking, back in the day when he stepped into power, and you had the white population in South Africa. Wasn't the white population really a powerful segment, but numerically they were just a fraction of the population?
Yeah, they were at one point. White population, I guess, was about maybe 15-20%. But then you have to remember that the white population was split between the Dutch and the English, you know, with their traditions. But the African population was equally split between five or six major ethnic groups who historically had been at war with each other. So it was a very, very fractious country. You know, most Americans think white versus black, and it was so, so much more than that. And then there were the Indian coloreds, who were kind of between the whites and the blacks as far as the way the regime looked at them. I mean, it was a totally screwed up system. I visited South Africa when my wife was pregnant with our triplets, and she, you know, when you're pregnant with triplets, at some point you have to go. And she was looking for a bathroom, and unfortunately the only one close by was for coloreds only, and this policewoman didn't want her to go in, so my wife told her in no uncertain terms that she was going in there, whether, you know, whether it was appropriate or not.
Nice. Well, that certainly is probably a sobering experience when, you know, you grow up in America and then you want to do something like go to the restroom and somebody says, no, you can't, you're the wrong color.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, you know, until, what, 55, we, in parts of the U.S., we had the same mm-hmm. kind of thing. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And that's, for me, is unfortunate because we do really embody the spirit of democracy. And when the Africans came to independence, they really did not look at us favorably because of the system we had at the time.
Right. Okay, Ambassador Tibor Nagy, the Vice Provost for International Affairs, Texas Tech University. Thanks for weighing in on Nelson Mandela and giving us your perspective.
Thanks a lot, guys, and stay warm.
Yeah, you too. Have a fantastic day.